This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was a challenge to India's woman power and has proved to be a death knell for the perpetrators. He was speaking at the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan, organized on the occasion of the 300th birth anniversary of Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai Holkar at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal, the capital of Madhya Pradesh today. The Prime Minister further stated that India will not tolerate any form of proxy war and is determined to respond firmly to such acts of terror.
Operation Sindoor ne dhanke ki chot par keh diya hai ki aatankwadiyon ke jariye छद्म युद्ध प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं चलेगा अब घर में घुसकर भी मारेंगे और जो आतंकियों की मदद करेगा उसको भी इसकी भारी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी.
Referring to the public welfare schemes of the government, the Prime Minister said that today our government is working on the public welfare mantras of Lok Mata Ahilyabai Nagarik Devo Bhava is the mantra of the governance today. Our government is making the vision of women-led development the pivot of development. Women are at the center of every major scheme of the government.
Nagarik Devo Bhava governance ka mantra hai. Hamari sarkar women-led development ke vision ko vikas ki dhuri bana rahi hai. Sarkar ke har badi yojana ke kendra mein mataye, behne, betiyan hai. Garibon ke liye 4 crore ghar banaye ja chuke hain. और इनमें से अधिकतर घर हमारी माताओं बहनों के नाम पर है. इनमें से ज्यादातर महिलाएं ऐसी हैं जिनके नाम पहली बार कोई संपत्ति दर्ज हुई है.
Colombia has officially withdrawn a statement that was issued expressing condolences on the loss of lives in Pakistan after the Indian strikes during the Operation Sindoor. This statement came after a meeting of all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor with Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of Colombia, Rosa Yolanda Villavicencio, in Colombia. Briefing Colombian ministers and senior officials, the all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor expressed India's view of recent events and voiced disappointment at Colombia's statement.
The President is quite correct. We value very much the connection with BRICS, of which we are a founding member. We are also very, very attached to the growth of the global south, the countries of the developing world. And as far as India, which recently chaired the global south, is concerned, we would love to march together on the adventure of development and progress.
Meanwhile, another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Dr. Srikanth Eknath Shinde has concluded their visit to Sierra Leone. The civil defense mock drill will be conducted across Jammu and Kashmir today at 5 p.m. The sirens will be activated at multiple locations across J&K, simulating emergency alerts. The public has been urged not to panic and to treat the sirens as part of a routine safety drill designed to test operational readiness. In Mizoram, several people are feared dead after 6 houses, including a hotel, collapsed after a landslide triggered by heavy rain hit the Luangthalai town. Officials said that the incident happened around 10:30 p.m. on Friday in the Bazar Vang in Chandamari areas. India is said to retain its position as the fastest-growing major economy in the financial year 2026, supported by strong macroeconomic fundamentals, a resilient financial sector, and a focus on sustainable growth, according to State Bank of India, SBI report. SBI estimates India's GDP growth for fiscal year 25 at 6.5%, supported by strong 7.4% growth in the fourth quarter. This growth was held by a 9.4% rise in capital investment during the quarter. For the full year, capital formation went up by 7.1%. 25th edition of the Fit India Sundays on Cycle initiative to be commemorated as special Tiranga rally across the nation tomorrow. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia will lead the special edition in the national capital. And that is the end of this news bulletin.